Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really awesomely healthy and darn sexy people. I am coming to you today from Dallas, Texas. Yes, and tonight I go back to Mississippi to finish my film, and then back home to do the big psychic event that I'm doing on Sunday, and then we are off to Hawaii with the whole family. I can't wait. I've got literally 1 foot there already, and boy, do I have some big information to share with you today. Okay, so a friend of mine is editing this book and conversing with the Dalai Lama about writing a foreword for it, and they got into a conversation about trauma. Now, we teach this in different words, but I had never quite gotten it the way he said it. He said to her, "It's not what happens to you, it's your reaction to what happens to you that creates the ongoing trauma that you hold." Now, in our terms in this community, we call that continuing to tell our story, right? And I just got a bigger aha the way he said it, that shit's going to happen. We're on a physical plane. But again, it's our reaction and holding on to that reaction that continues to create your traumatic state, which affects your health and your well-being and your perspective, et cetera, which are all the things that you create your life with. Okay. That's the first big thing. So whatever trauma you are holding, look at your reaction to whatever happened and decide to create a new story around it. That's your freedom. Okay, another new piece of information that came in was that, and I wish you could see my pendulum. It goes to a huge, 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 big yes when I start talking about this. We are not asking, commanding all energy to work with us in the creation of what we desire. So I'm going to read you the claim. I command that all energy be integrated into my divine self to work with me and through me in the creation of all my heart's desires now. Pretty powerful. You should be able to feel that if you did it with me. One more time. I command that all energy be integrated into my divine self to work with me and through me in the creation of all my heart's desires now. And then, right before the show, they said to add to this, I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. Now, this goes without saying that applies to positive, heartfelt, love-centered desires, which can include money and relationships and success. But you have to powerfully command it, and you have to invite direct command. They all mean the same thing. All energy and through you to create your intentions. And then you claim that for all energy and all dimensions. So we're going to balance that. That's a really, it was interesting how it came in. Let's balance it first. Invoking the symbol, the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth. Invoking the violet flame and the golden light, we are divine love. So I want to explain to you how all this came in, because this is how the universe talks to you. So I was waiting for the car to pick me up at my room, and they were supposed to be there at 7, nobody there, 7:10, nobody there. Couldn't get anybody in the production office. Couldn't get anybody on the phone. Okay, so finally at 7:30, the production office called me and they said, Dee, they're waiting for you up at the main house. Well, the main house is about a half a mile from my room, and I would have had to drag suitcases over rock roads. So I walked up there. I got him. I brought him down to my place, we loaded, and then we were on. Okay. So then I get to the airport. It's a small plane, so I have to check my carry-on luggage. It's supposed to wait for us as soon as we get off the plane. I waited and I waited. Everybody else got their suitcase. No suitcase. I went up to the guy, and he said, oh, my gosh, there's one more, and it was mine. Then I got down to baggage claim. By the time I got there, everybody picked up their bags. No suitcase on the baggage claim. I just happened to look over at the other carousel, and there was my one lone suitcase going around. Now, all those things happened in the space of 2 hours. That's the universe talking to you. And I went, okay, this isn't how my life flows. It's just not. So the first thing I did was all negative energy that is in my energy field anywhere, I command you back to the light to be turned back into the light and never to screw around with me again. And then I said, gee, what do all these things have in common? They're all showing up, but they're late. And the channel, so then I asked, is that the highest word? The channel said no, and the word delayed came in. We don't want our creation to be delayed, guys. We want it now. We are creating it in this moment of now. We want it to show up in manifestation now. We don't want it delayed. We want it delivered to us easily now. And that led to the new claim that I just gave you. So I could have gone into victim stuff and going, what the hell's going on? And, you know, But I want you to know that's the way the universe talks to you. And if you're conscious, you get a huge, huge movement forward like I just shared with you. Okay. Anything else? Can I go to the calls? Oh, my daughter's book is on the bestseller list, The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl. It's a continuation of Eat, Pray, Hashtag FML. I would love all of you to go support her in this endeavor. And we are going to start with Miss Emily in California. Hi, darling. You're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
The universe is talking to me. I almost never have pain in my body, and I have this sciatic pain. It's in the rear of my left above my hip, so I know it's about moving forward. I've gotten that it's about balancing masculine, feminine, child energy, which I've been doing, and
I get relief, and then it comes back.
So I would love to know what the heck is
going
on.
Okay, well, why don't you add the word consistently?
Consistently. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Great.
That's
great.
Hold on. Yeah, literally. So did they just teach us that we don't have to continue stating, but we do have to say consistently, and the words now, for example. And when I say there's a lesson to give you, Emily, I get a no, or a core belief, or we're not going to anything else. You really know you've gotten what it's about. You just want to consistently keep moving forward.
Great. And the other thing I've been playing around with is that's been up for the community over the last bit of time is this powerfully being in my love. And I can feel when I am, when I have the powerfully in the love place. And so I'm just getting right now to be more consistent myself in being in the powerful love place.
Because that's what moves you forward, baby.
Yeah. And boy, I feel it. I feel it.
Uh-huh. Me too.
I mean, it's worlds of difference. Yeah.
But I can also feel that little bit of childhood resistance that's going, oh, my God, can you be that powerful?
Right.
I feel it. And then I go, yes, I can. And literally, God, the universe, divine love, whatever your term is, has given us permission to be that powerful. But it's up to us and our free will to accept it and use it and claim it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay?
Beautiful.
Yep, thank you. Great start.
Thank you,
Emily.
Thank you. Love you.
You too. Yeah, you can see how quickly we're moving forward here, guys, into everything. Michael, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm
good. I have a question for you. For the last little while, I've been waking up in the morning with some extremely sad dreams, and I don't know how to deal with that. What could I do to influence that?
Well, Michael, you know, my channel says that everything in your dreams is you.
Right.
Everything. So what the channel is saying is it's an expression of your sadness about all the things that you are having to deal with in your life. Now, let's look at where all the things that you are dealing with in your life represent you.
Okay.
Okay. So, how would you sum up in one sentence what all of the challenges in your life represent?
Um, forging as on a smith's fire. When you forge iron on a in an ironsmith's place.
Okay, so you're trying to create something. Is that true?
Oh yes, in a big way.
Oh, okay, but they're saying that you're trying to create something that is not up to your creation.
Wow.
And it makes you really sad. Again, guys, we cannot create for another person. So, you, Michael, must focus on creating you. And it's difficult because you are surrounded with so many people that need your help and need your support. Is that true?
Okay. Yeah, you're right on.
So the challenge then is to find a way that Michael can support and create himself in all the endeavors that he wants, so he can joyfully support the other people in his life. But right now, your attention is being pulled so many other directions that your sadness is about your own self-creation. And if you come back to that, they're saying, you will be filled with more joy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is deep.
Well, and that's really a message to all of us, guys. All of us. You've got to fill your own cup up first. Otherwise, you don't have enough to share. And then we get sad because we feel like, because we're not. We feel like we're not participating in our own powerful creation because our attention is so drawn by the other people and situations that we have to take care of. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know how to do this, Michael.
Yeah, I have a hernia, and I have a problem with my eyes as well, which I've been putting off because I deal with others, and that may well have something to do with that as well.
Well, that's an example. That's a good example of I'm giving up myself to take care of others. Can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go down, what happens with them?
Not good stuff.
But it goes beyond that. It goes into the creation of things and dreams that you have that you want to do for yourself. And that's what you want to address. All right, my friend. Thank you. Love you.
Thank you.
All righty. We are going to Diana in New York. Hello, darling.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Pretty awesome, I gotta say.
Thank you for the information, the new claim. I think that ties into the question that I was going to ask today.
It does.
For some discernment around where I'm falling out. I start my day pretty strong with my intentions and claims around health and relation and career, and then by the end of the day, it's almost like a self-sabotage thing. I feel like when you talked about the two different energies, I feel like I'm almost two people. It seems like I'm one person in the morning and a different person at night.
Well, you are.
Not sure.
Because you allow outside forces to come in and take over your creation. Because your attention gets pulled. And you get challenged. And again, we're living on a physical plane, guys, and that happens. So that's why they wanted me to tell you the story of how all this came in, so that you can be more aware of when things start happening to you, you stop in that moment and you go, no, this is not my direction. My direction is everything in my life flows easily and smoothly, and I'm just in the flow. And I give out a lot of love, and I get back a lot of love. That's my intention for the day. Bring to me everybody who wants to share love with me. And I swear, you guys, your life will change. It's crazy to watch. Somebody said to me, oh, my God, don't you get tired of doing these conventions? I don't, because I start every day saying my intention is to give a lot of love and to receive a lot of love. And I cannot tell you how much love I get from the people that come to my table. It's crazy.
I really appreciate that, and I love hearing that, because I listened to the replays of the last few weekend calls, and there was one I've been using. I'm loving the world, and I'm seeing the world loving me, because I feel like
yes.
But it's almost like the more I'm doing that, the more shit comes.
Of course.
Excuse my language.
Of course, Diana. And let me explain why. Because it's clearing out. It's giving you an opportunity to go, yep, that's my old story. And I want you to know that's what you created a month or two ago or a year ago. So you have to consistently keep claiming what you want now, and then it starts showing up, and then you keep doing that every day, so it becomes a way of life.
Okay.
You understand?
I am doing it every day. I do. And
they
want you
to know things are shifting.
Okay. I'm happy to hear that.
Definitely shifting. But this is what happens, and almost everyone that knows what they're talking about talks about this, that right before you shift your life and shift into a new paradigm, you go, oh, well, frick, it's not working, so. And then you stop creating in the moment. So if it happens again and stuff comes at you, you go, hi, old stuff. This is old stuff. I'm not buying into it. I'm just bringing love to me all the time.
Okay.
But you have to stay in the moment so you recognize it. Okay?
Yeah. No, I'm good in the morning. It's just in the afternoon.
All right. Well, let's start saying I'm good all day.
I'm good all day.
I'm good consistently. You see, we've got a theme going already with this consistently. That's the big word of the day, they're saying.
Okay. All right.
We don't want to just create. Our intention is to create consciously and consistently in every moment. All right. You can do
this.
Thank
you.
You can.
I can.
You are doing it. I'm being corrected. You are doing it. So good for you, baby. We are going to Greg in Missouri. Hi.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
I'm great, darling. Thank you.
Last time we talked, you told me that the channel said that my masculine energy was trampling on my feminine. And
yeah.
You want me to watch your TED Talk again. And I realized watching that, you know, my child needed to be balanced as well. And
yep.
I believe that I balanced all of that this week.
You did.
Yes.
Now, that being said, you do that consistently.
Yes.
They want you to know you did it. And it's kind of like a muscle while you're training a muscle. You have to train that muscle consistently and consciously until the muscle just takes over and does it on its own. Right?
Right.
Okay. That's where you're at, Greg. So yippee and woo-hoo. Pat yourself
on
the back, baby. Yeah. Good for you.
I love you. Be safe.
I love you too, darling. Yes, I'm going out of my way to be safe. I'm double masking, and everybody at my table has been incredibly respectful and had their masks on, and, you know, we got gel on the table. We're just doing everything we can to honor ourselves and other people. Miss Heather in Montana, you're there.
Hi.
Hi.
I guess I'm kind of along the line of everyone else. What I wanted to call in about is that I noticed that I'll ask for something and then it comes, but then it turns so that I actually don't get it. It's like, oh, you get it, but you're not going to get it.
Okay. That's a core belief they're saying. So let's see what's behind that. This page here. Here, 16, 17, 18. Yep. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Or everyone else has to abandon me. And it's kind of the second one, but it's a little bit of the first one, too. So what you want to know, my darling, is when you value yourself, you and all energy come forward to take care of you and fulfill what you value for yourself. Guys, I can't tell you this is, I shared this with you last week about myself. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself.
Yeah.
And it plays out in so many different ways. We have just been taught for eons and eons and eons, especially they're saying if you are a woman, that we just have to play out no longer the fact that we have to give ourselves up to the masculine energy. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean men. That means the masculine energy that does not want to play and be balanced and affected by the feminine nurturing energy. It's really interesting to me that all this stuff about anti-abortion and all this stuff you're seeing, I don't know if you're reading some, I read the news headlines just so I can balance stuff and get information about where we need to do our work. But it's interesting to me that all this stuff coming out against, I just read an article that said, you know, women are subservient to men and they always should be, and their job is to fulfill what their man wants them to do. And I find it very interesting that all this is coming back out now that Kamala Harris has been voted in as vice president, Speaker of the House Pelosi, a very powerful woman. We have a lot of powerful women in Congress now, and the masculine energy is getting threatened because it doesn't know that the feminine with the masculine is more powerful than anything else in our creation process. Besides, of course, love. But now they're saying to me, but Dee, love, true love, the highest love is the balance of masculine, feminine energy. So when you live in love, you automatically, well, here's a new piece of information, see, you automatically balance, bring into balance the masculine and feminine working together. Isn't that interesting? It all comes back to love, guys. If we just stay in the state of love, then everything works. Did I answer your question? Because they brought in so much information there, Heather.
Yes. Last week I was here and I heard you talk about abandoning yourself. So this entire week I've been working on it and, you know, looking at my life in the retrospective of, like, how did I abandon? Why did I abandon? And just basically choosing not to do that anymore. And so I guess the second step was choosing not to ever be abandoned by anyone outside of me either.
Yes, and now how can you put that in the positive? Because that's what the universe will hear. So if
what you said, which is a value that I value myself, and I'm going to act as if I value myself, and I'm going to expect everyone else to act as if and come from valuing me as well, because
yes,
I am a value, so I get it back to me.
That's right. So again, if our intention is to be love and share love and attract love and get lots and lots of love back to us, it all falls under that umbrella, guys. Everything? Yep, everything. All righty. Good for you.
Thank you.
I want you to know, they keep saying to me, tell them everybody is moving forward and doing the right thing. You're just keep doing it. All right, Miss Heather. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Mary in South Carolina, you're on.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. What's up?
Well, I have a little thing I want to tell you.
Okay.
Since you were talking about one of my favorite things over the last few days, is your daughter's book, Lord Woman. I stayed up late at night. I read this thing, parts of it I read two or three times. I just died. I love this book so much.
Oh, my God,
and
Mary, thank you. Well, you know, she doesn't hold anything back. And
no, she doesn't.
And when I proofed it for her, I went, dear God, Gabrielle, this is more than any mother should ever know, seriously. But when you get to the end of the book, it
so beautiful.
Really does, it's so powerful in reclaiming who you are. Isn't it, Mary?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I went back and thought through some pretty raunchy situations that I had done earlier in life.
Yeah.
And took another look at them, kind of did the onion peel a little bit, and I was amazed and thrilled that I cleaned out a couple of old things I'd forgotten about. So,
well, that's awesome, Mary.
I will
share that with her, honey.
Please.
Thank you so
yes.
much. The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl by Gabrielle Stone. Thank you, darling. Thank you so much.
You
had
a wonderful time in Hawaii.
Oh, you bet I am, baby. You bet I am. Thank you.
Okay, honey. I love
you. I love you too, Miss Marion. You know, I just, people are going, oh, my God, you're taking your whole family. And I said, I am. And I've worked for it. And I'm loving myself enough to do it. And it feels great. We are going to Pat in Connecticut. Hi, darling, you're on.
Hey, wonderful. Just hearing about your trip. Have a wonderful
Thank you.
Time.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. About three calls back, I can't remember the wording, but the same question. I'm wondering, have I gone into a new phase as things got very, very difficult? But that's where I thought it was heading.
Absolutely, they're saying. Absolutely. You know, guys, when you're, you know, the example they're giving me is when a fever breaks, and right before the fever breaks, you feel the worst, and then the fever breaks, and then you're well. And that's, now they're saying that's also, it has to be that way. We don't have to create continuing to receive the things that we don't want while we're creating what we do want. Let's just say, you know, my creation is complete in the moment of now, And I accept all my good right now. It can turn around in the snap of a finger, they're saying. But, and, as you believe, it's delivered to you. So we have to have the belief in place that it can miraculously be delivered to me and us as soon as we get in alignment to create it. Do you understand, Pat?
I do. And this one was so unbelievably difficult that I became really, really gun shy. And I'm trying to repair that and, you know, get out of that thinking, which actually made me think of why what I was initially going to ask you. May I ask something else?
Yes, sure.
I never know if it's my intuition or energy affecting me or what, but I was doing okay, and suddenly accidents, car accidents, and I'm starting to freak out and worry, and is it me, is it my son, blah, 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 is it intuition, or is this just, you know, energy? So if it's energy, what do I do to stop this?
Okay,
I can't
Pat,
stop it. Yeah.
Pat, when I value myself, I have abandoned myself. That's exactly what you just described. I'm going to value myself and come forward to create what I want. Oh, wait, I have to create accidents along the way to hold me back.
Okay.
Now, I'm going right to your mom when you were a little girl.
Yeah.
What did she model for you about moving ahead in her life?
Leave me alone. I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Okay. So as a little girl, what did that say to you?
Oh, I had a wonderful spirit, and it just got shut down and shut down. I was totally abandoned by everyone in my family.
Okay. So Pat gets in the way of everybody else's creation.
Now, what does that mean?
You're getting in your own way. Because that was what was taught and modeled to you.
Oh,
my God.
Wow.
This is huge, guys. This is.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope everybody followed that. That's why I want you to watch the TED Talk I did and go back and look at your childhood. So every time Pat went to somebody with her bright spirit, they said, stop it, you're in my way, shut down.
Oh my goodness. And
yes,
I'm doing
darling.
It now.
And
see, I'm an artist, and I've got a commission, but I'm floored at what is my problem, my block. Thank you so much.
You have no more blocks, Pat. You have no more blocks. You are always coming through for yourself. You always have time for yourself, and you always listen to yourself. And let me address this other thing that Pat said. There is no way that any negative energy can take you over unless you have a belief system that there is negative energy that can take you over. Energy is neutral, guys. It's not positive. It's not negative. Energy is neutral, and it takes the direction from us of where we want it to go. So Pat's always having time for Pat and following her, that bright light that you are, baby.
Wow, thank you. This is a lot to think about. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. And we're
God
claiming
bless.
This. All of us, we're claiming this. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was very powerful. Very powerful. Oh, my God, Pat. Thank you. All right, Ms. Lena, you're on. What's up?
Hey. How are you?
I'm good.
So had some family stuff come up since we last talked. My uncle transitioned.
We
weren't that close, but the family was there to take care of him, which is good. He was over. So That's good. But I've been finding challenges with being with my own parents. My mom hasn't been doing well, and it's like every time I go, my dad just dumps, and it's like I'm not even connecting with my mom anymore, which isn't fair to her because she took care, you know, I chose her to be my mom.
Lena, you're choosing that. Mm-hmm. What you just said is I'm allowing my dad to create who I am. Yes, and your kitty just said, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't use mm-hmm. anybody else as an excuse, Lena. We know that. Guys,
yeah.
If you point the finger, there's three fingers pointing back at you.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're going to a core belief. This page here. Yep. Yeah, I can never be God. You are the God of you, guys. You are the God of you. You were given free will. What do you want to do with the energy of you?
Move forward, create a new life, a career I love.
Yes, and in this case, and in this case, right now, you want to hold love for yourself, for your mom, and for your dad, because he's trying to deal with his stuff too.
And everybody deals
with death in a different way, guys. Some people reject it. Some people get pissed off. Some people get sad and cry for months, you know. And some people go, okay, I'm dealing with it. I feel the sadness in my heart, and I honor their decision. And now I'm moving on to create me because that's what they want to do. So you get to choose a myriad of those reactions, Lena. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say so my mom has got some really major health challenges, and neither one of us think that she's going to make her transition sooner than later.
I get that's a true statement, Lena.
So
whatever harmony you can create for her
mm-hmm.
in her last, you know, time here, because she's making this choice, and you need to honor this choice, but whatever harmony and love you can create for her here would
mm-hmm.
serve her in the highest way.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
All right.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm going to be okay.
Look, guys, let me just address this real quick. There are so many people leaving. I must get 3 calls a week about people who have transitioned or close to transitioning. Please know and remember that on a soul level, everybody is making that choice. They have learned what they needed to learn here, and they're done. Whether it was a day or whether they're 101, they've learned the lesson and they're done. And our job is to honor that and just unconditionally hold love for them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetheart. Much love to you.
All right. Thank you, Dee.
And we are going to Jereen in South Dakota. Hi, baby.
Yeah.
Hi.
I've been doing some work, and I kind of have a tendency to restrict my food intake, which means a control issue. And this morning, I realized my mom always said my dad was out of control, and so I never wanted that. Is there anything more around? Yeah.
You're right. You're going right in the right direction. There's another piece of further information, like I got everything's late and the highest word was delayed. There's a higher word than control. Sheets, book, song, movie play. Okay, South. Oh, get one from her? Oh, give me a play.
Play? I get Commander. I don't know if there's any play.
Is there a play? Is there a play called Commander? No. Give me a play. That's
okay.
An actual play.
Like South Pacific?
Okay. Yes, they'll take that. It's about being okay. All right. So they're taking me to, I've got to wash this man right out of my hair.
Okay.
Which is all about letting go of your story, Shireen. Remember what I talked about from the Dalai Lama. It's not what happens to you. It is your reaction to what happened, the holding on to it that's creating the trauma within you around this. So I say the highest word is control. I get a no. The highest words are letting go, which is the antithesis of control.
Oh.
You got it? So you don't want to focus on letting go of control. You want to focus on letting go.
Okay.
And now they're playing me that that Disney song, Let Go, Let Go, right?
Frozen.
Yeah, Frozen. That if we're focusing on what we want to let go, guys, because our brain thinks in pictures. So if we're focusing on what we're trying to let go of, we are holding on to it. Do you understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a huge, huge part of the work that you really, really, really need to get, guys, is it's fine for you to go, you know, this is what I don't want. But then you've got to say clearly, this is what I do want. And this is my intention. This is what I'm creating. And then you use the new statement around that. I will try to remember, you know, I'm traveling and then tomorrow I'm shooting. But I will try to remember to write this new command and send it out on the e-blast so that you all have it in writing tomorrow. Back to Lauren to do that. Okay?
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah, freedom. I get freedom, you know. Like you said, letting go, it's more a state of freedom, too. Yeah.
You bet. Because when you're free, you can create anything.
Amen.
Right? Amen, sister.
Right.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, guys. I am going to let go a little bit early because I was supposed to be at my table at 11. So let's sit out proud and let's mean it powerfully. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.